guys ready to order?
Sure.
Okay, Priya?
I'm the shepherd's pie. You want to split that with me?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Why not?
Well, you know, milk and the taters, milk and the gravy, Parmesan crust. Your lactose intolerant boyfriend will turn into a gas-filled Macy's Day balloon.
Not quite accurate. The Macy's balloons are filled with helium, whereas Leonard produces copious amounts of methane.
So, no on the shepherd's pie.
Move on.
Yeah, a little tippy says he can eat frozen yogurt. Do not believe it.
Sea bass. I'll have the sea bass.
Hey, you gotta like this. I mean, the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend bonding over your rooty-tooty stinky booty.
Kill me.
It wouldn't help. The human body is capable of being flatulent for hours after death.
Guys, sorry I'm late. I have amazing news.
Bernadette, before you change the subject, does anyone have any final comments on Leonard's faulty digestive system?
So what's your news, Bernadette?
The thesis committee accepted my doctoral dissertation. I'm getting my PhD.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow, so that means your doctor, and Howard, you know a lot of doctors.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you.
So, Howard, tell us, how's it feel knowing that when you two get married, you'll be referred to as Mr. and Dr. Wallowitz?
Unless he takes Bernadette's last name, and considering her advanced status, that could open some doors for him.
Please, this isn't about me. I'm proud of you.
Well, you'll really be proud of this. I was headhunted by a big pharmaceutical company. They're gonna pay me a buttload of money.
What? Bernadette, that's great. Howard, do you make a buttload?
Better than what you got a buttload of.
Hey, if I roll down the windows in the car, everything's peachy. If you do it, you're still not a doctor.
Yeah, just a heads up on the car window deal. It helps that everything is not peachy.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. Started with a big bang.
Hey! Oh, if there was a problem, yo, I'd solve it. Check out the hook on my DJ revolves it.
Ice, baby. Ice, baby.
Oh, God, I feel ridiculous in this dress.
You look beautiful, Lieutenant O'Hara. Now prepare for it. Inspection.
My brother's going to hear you.
Oh, relax, he's got headphones on, and we're 10 miles above Earth in a starship.
Really? 10 miles? You're orbiting inside the atmosphere? Moron.
Can't believe I'm wearing my brother's Halloween costume.
I can't believe you think he only wears it on Halloween. Open the landing bay doors. Shuttlecraft approaching.
Okay, gotta go.
Hey, what's up?
Is that my future daughter-in-law, the doctor?
No, Ma, it's Raj!
He's the doctor too, right?
Yes!
Like Leonard and the skinny weirdo!
Sheldon, yes, everybody's a doctor but me!
Well, whose fault is that?
What's up?
Leonard's putting disgusting memories in my memory foam mattress. Can I stay here tonight?
Well, sure, but I'm going out with Bernadette. It'll just be you and my mother.
I guess that's okay.
Ma, can Rajay sleep over?
Of course! He and I can play doctor!
She's kidding, right?
I don't know. She's pretty feisty since they put her on hormone replacement therapy.
I must say, Amy, I was very impressed to see that Bernadette got her PhD.
It's indeed admirable, although it is microbiology.
Your doctorate is in neurobiology. I fail to see the distinction.
I'll make it simple for you. I study the brain, the organ responsible for Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Bernadette studies yeast, the organism responsible for Michelob Light. Is there something wrong with your neck?
It's a little stiff. What a remarkably fragile structure to support such a valuable payload. Not unlike balancing a Fabergé egg on a pixie stick.
Have you considered massage?
I'd like to respond to that sarcastically. Yes, I relish the thought of a stranger covering my body with oil and rubbing it.
I was proposing you massage your muscles with your own hands.
Still sounds like a lot of unnecessary touching.
Trust me. With your right hand, locate the spot where the scapula meets the acromion process.
All right.
Now push your third finger along the ridge of the shoulder blade, making a small rotation as you do so.
Rotating?
You should feel a small node-like object rolling back and forth along the bone.
You mean the myofascial point?
Obviously. Now bear down on it like the seventh grade noogies we all know too well.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Amy, I've never been touched like this before. Oh, my hands are magic.
Don't flatter yourself. Your hands are blunt tools guided by my knowledge of the nervous system. I could just as easily have paralyzed you.
There's someone at my door.
That doesn't interest me. Goodbye.
Can I sleep here tonight?
Why?
Leonard's having astronomically inaccurate Star Trek sex with my sister.
I can see how that would be upsetting. Come in. I'll get the sheets and blankets for the couch.
Don't bother. I'll just sleep in Leonard's room.
No, I can't authorize that.
Oh, he's in my bed. Why can't I be in his?
The Hammurabi code is an eye for an eye, not a bed for a bed.
Come on, dude. I'm exhausted. And Tara Banks says the most important item in your makeup bag is a good night's sleep.
This is a form indemnifying me from your use of Leonard's bedroom. Sign here indicating that I tried to stop you and did so using a stern facial expression.
Good night, children.
Wait, not yet. We still have to go over safety procedures. Now, the apartment has three emergency exits located here, here, and here. In the event of a power outage, luminous paint will guide you to the nearest exit.
You're kidding.
I never kid about safety.
I was sleeping.
In my bed?
Well, I would have slept in my own bed, but it's being used to bring shame to my family. And the memory of Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, you heard.
Scotty, I need more power.
Sorry. The shell didn't know you're sleeping in here?
Are you kidding? He made me sign a waiver, participate in an emergency fire drill, and take a refresher course in CPR. Thank God he had a dummy.
Oh, yeah, mouth-to-mouth Mona. You know she used to date Howard?
Oh, my God, she's that Mona? Why can't you and my sister spend your nights here?
We tried. She doesn't get along with Sheldon.
Sheldon doesn't get along with Sheldon. It's still no reason for me to have to listen to you arm your photon torpedoes every night.
Okay, well, how about this? Until Priya gets her own place, you stay here and I'll stay at your apartment.
Can I bring girls here?
You? Sure, bring as many as you want.
Okay, deal.
Just not against their will. You really think you should be eating that cake?
Why?
Well, if you're gonna be a trophy husband for a rich wife, you might want to watch your waistline.
Do
He's right. A minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not threatened by my fiancé's success. I'm proud of her. And secondly, I have my own career.
Until you have kids.
Good news, Raj. I got the blood work back from the lab. You're okay to stay for a while.
When did you take my blood?
Not important. Your sugar was a little high. I'd follow up with your regular physician. In the meantime, I have some paperwork here for you to go over.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, boilerplate stuff. A modified roommate agreement for a temporary house guest and a living will and durable power of attorney.
This says you can make end-of-life decisions for me.
As your friend, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Please sign.
Did you sign this?
There's a reciprocity clause. You get to pull the plug on him, too.
Well, that seems fair.